Good afternoon. Welcome back to Wisconsin's Missing and Unsolved, and taking time to hear some of Wisconsin's cold or forgotten cases. If you haven't listened to the first and second episodes, make sure you go do that. Otherwise, welcome to the third episode. On this podcast, I dive into the stories and mysteries of Wisconsin's missing persons and unsolved crimes, whose stories deserve to be told and not forgotten. So many other notorious cases can take over media attention that leave others lost in the midst of it. On top of that, there are a lot of older cases that just get left in the past. And over time, if no new leads or evidence come about, many cases just continue to get swept under the rug. Wisconsin has over 1,700 unsolved murders and over 140 missing persons. Realizing how many people are still waiting to be found or have their killers caught was the primary inspiration to start this podcast. I may not have the tools to do any true investigating, but I felt that if I could help tell these stories, that someone out there might know or remember something and come forward. Regardless, by telling these stories, it keeps these people's names and stories out there. So the goal of this podcast is to raise awareness of those persons who have yet to finish telling us their stories. Today's case is dedicated to the story of Orrin Robin Anderson. Orrin was born on November 15, 1956, in Mequon, Wisconsin. He was white, had strawberry blonde hair, blue eyes, and at the time of his disappearance, was 5'9 and 135 pounds. On August 26, 1973, Orrin Anderson was 16 years old when he seemingly vanished from a local park. He was wearing black shorts, a gray shirt with "vote" written on the front pocket, white sneakers, and possibly had a wallet with his student ID and fishing license. There is very little information available about this case. I was unable to find any information on his family, friends, or details about the police report and investigation. There is DNA evidence available, as well as dental records that can be tested against if any person or evidence were to come forward. Today, Orrin would be 67 years old. It is unknown if Orrin was taken as a result of foul play or if he decided to leave on his own or any other explanation as to his disappearance. With Orrin's missing persons report, there is a generated image progression photo of what Orrin would have looked like 11 years ago, at the age of 56. It has also been theorized that Orrin may have been a victim of John Wayne Gacy, who was both active and near the area at the time of his disappearance. There currently remains 5 unidentified victims of Gacy that were found in his Chicago home. Police have, however, cross-checked his DNA, though he has been officially excluded as a potential victim of Gacy's still unidentified victims. If you know something about Orrin's disappearance or think that you may have information that could help bring Orrin home or his family answers, please contact the Mequon Police Department at 1-262-242-3500. Details will be listed in the show notes. Thank you for listening and taking the time to hear Orrin's story today. Please take this podcast and either share it or talk about it with friends and family. The more people who know, the greater the awareness given to the case. Thank you again for listening to today's episode of Wisconsin's Missing and Unsolved. Please subscribe and keep an eye out for next week's episode. You can also follow these cases on Instagram at Wisconsin's Missing Unsolved, where I will be posting images of the victims and other images related to the case. Also, please go subscribe to my Patreon under Wisconsin's Missing and Unsolved. You can become a member and get early access to episodes, hear my thoughts on what may have happened or who's responsible, and help decide which cases to cover next. If you have a case that you want featured on this podcast sooner rather than later, please email wisconsinsmissingunsolved@gmail.com. All details will be listed in the show notes. Thank you, and see you next week.